This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Oh, it's that movie theme, and I love it because I love my movies, and I love April Mansfield coming onto the air to tell us all about the releases. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Paul.
How many we got today?
We only have the one today, but it is a cracker.
Tell us about it.
It's called Joker. Now, Joker. I don't know if you've seen the trailers for this one, Joker. So it stars Joaquin Phoenix in it, and he does a phenomenal job. So this one is like an American psychological thriller. Obviously, we know the Joker character. We've seen him numerous times in Batman films.
It's the Joker out of the Batman movies.
Yes, but it's a new Joker. Obviously, Joaquin Phoenix is the new Joker. And it's a standalone film, and it's supposed to be set as like an original origin story for the Joker. So how he becomes so crazed and becomes the villain in the Batman series. So this is Joker's origin story.
Oh, that's interesting, because you really didn't discover how the Joker came about and why he was so nasty and he looked like he did. So that's interesting. Now, is it set in Gotham City?
It is. So it's set in 1981 in Gotham City, and it follows a failed stand-up comedian called Arthur Fleck, who turns to obviously a life of crime due to events that have happened in his life.
So he's a stand-up comic and obviously starts off as a reasonably nice human being.
Yeah, I mean, in the film, he seems to have a little bit of issues, some mental problems, but he's trying his hardest to kind of keep going, keep functioning, you know, do his stand-up, acts and try and be successful in that. And, yeah, it doesn't quite turn out the way he wants.
It's making me think it's a little bit of a horror movie, but not quite.
I think it's more like a gritty thriller, like a psychological thriller, I would say.
Now, of course, the Joker has come in many forms. We had the TV Joker, of course, with the Batman. Did you ever see any of those early Batman?
I didn't.
You would have liked it. Very camp, with Batman and Robin. You know, they used to be very, it was quite a very funny TV series. And, of course, then Jack Nicholson took over the role. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember Jack Nicholson.
Then we had the Aussie Heath Ledger who did it. Of course, Heath's no longer with us, but he won an Academy Award for that.
He did. He did an amazing job in that film. I love him as the Joker.
So how do you think Joaquin Phoenix will take on this role? Because, you know, it won one actor the Academy Award. So how do you think he'll go with it? I mean, he's a very good actor, isn't he?
I think Joaquin Phoenix is going to do an amazing job in this one because it's very, very different to the Heath Ledger Joker. Now, we saw, even though he did an amazing job, we saw him in an action sort of drama film, whereas this one is a like psychological thriller. So you're going to see a very different side to him.
I don't know whether I've told you this before, but I've told the listeners an interesting story behind Heath Ledger doing the Joker. Now, when he had to find the character, not so much the character, but the voice of the Joker, Heath Ledger. You know who, he got it off a guy called Liberace. Have you ever heard of Liberace?
I've heard of Liberace, yes.
Okay, Liberace was a wonderful pianist and entertainer, just an all-round entertainer in Vegas and all around the world. I saw him in concert in Australia. Now, he took the voice of Liberace, because Liberace had Liberace talk like that. Hello, my brother George. Hi, everybody. That's how Liberace spoke.
Now,
yes. Now, when he used to come out to do his performances at his shows, he'd come out and he'd say, ladies, have a look at these rings. Have a look at these diamond rings down here, down the front. Have a look at them. Touch them. Yes, you paid for them. And that's what he'd say. His line would be, you can have a look at them because you paid for them, right? That was his little shtick as he came out to talk to the audience. Now, in the movie, Heath Ledger, as the Joker, he spoke like that. He was the Joker talking like that. And I know it was in tribute to Liberace, because one of the lines in the movie, when the guy says, "Oh, that's a good suit you've got on," he says, "Well, touch it. You paid for it."
Oh, I never noticed.
There, and that was a tribute to Liberace, because he took Liberace's voice in the performance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll have to go back and watch it.
It's just a little bit of nonsense and trivia, but just letting you know. Okay, that's that movie, the one released today. What else is showing?
Now, we still have Ride Like a Girl, which came out last week, doing really, really well. We still got, obviously, the horror, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. And then we still got your kids' film, Angry Birds Movie 2, Dora, Abominable and Ugly Dolls.
Okay, that's great. I'll see you next week.
See you then.